It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. It is the 51st birthday of Prince Edward Anthony Richard Louis, the Earl of Wessex, the youngest child of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. At the time of his birth at Buckingham Palace on March 10, 1964, he was third in line to succeed his mother. Now he stands eighth, well behind his brothers and their children. Thus, he has little prospect of ever seeing his own face on a coin or a postage stamp. After the usual nursery schooling directed by his governess and private primary school in Berkshire, he went to Gordonston in northern Scotland, as his father and elder brothers had done before him. His grades there were anything but distinguished, but he completed his program and spent a year abroad working at a collegiate school in New Zealand. Upon his return to Great Britain, Edward enrolled at Cambridge, where he studied history. His admission caused some controversy because of his lackluster grades, but nevertheless he graduated in 1986 with a BA degree. He received a Master of Arts degree in 1991, making him the fourth of only five members of the royal family in history to have obtained a university degree. On leaving the university, he joined the Royal Marines as an officer cadet. However, in January 1987, he dropped out of the grueling commando course after completing just one-third of it. His father was none too happy about that, you may well imagine. After leaving the Marines, Edward opted for a career in entertainment. He commissioned the 1986 musical Cricket from Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice for his mother's 60th birthday celebration. This led to a job offer at Lloyd Webber's Really Useful Theater Company, where he worked as a production assistant on musicals, such as The Phantom of the Opera, Starlight Express, and Cats. Reportedly, his duties involved making tea for the artistic staff. Prince Edward has made two very public attempts to pursue a career in television and film production, but after failing at both, he has returned to full-time duties as a member of the royal family. He married Sophie Rice Jones, a public relations executive with her own firm, in 1999 in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. On his wedding day, Prince Edward was created a hereditary peer as Earl of Wessex. Ordinarily, the younger sons of a reigning British monarch are made royal dukes, but the Queen wants him to be made Duke of Edinburgh after that title, currently held by his father since 1947, reverts to the crown. That means he'll have to wait until the current Duke dies and the Prince of Wales succeeds as King. These days, Prince Edward keeps himself busy by lightening the burden for his 93-year-old father, who has been reducing some of his commitments due to his advanced age. He attends receptions, cuts ribbons, hands out prizes and decorations, looks pleasant, and awaits instructions from his mother. I imagine that even Carson, the butler on Downton Abbey, leads a more exciting life. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 10th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.